Good morning. I sensed you'd be waking up soon. And here you are. This is my home. More of a cave, really. The sun is rising. I figured we could watch it together. You see down there? It's the pack. Most of them are sound asleep. Others are out hunting. Well, I tried introducing you, but you sort of fainted. Who knows? Perhaps you were overwhelmed. I can't blame you, I suppose. Not every day you see a group this large of creatures like us. But we've done well at staying hidden. I hope you're not hurt. Well, when you passed out, you hit the ground pretty hard. Your head might have even bounced a little. Well, you just let me know if you have any pain, right? Is there anything I can get you? Food? Water? Maybe something to change into? Your clothes are quite a mess from hiking. If you insist. You like the view. It is quite nice. I feel like I can see everything for miles from up here. Just as it should be. I only mean that this land is ours. It feels fitting that I should be able to see everything that's mine from right here, with you. Nothing, I was just thinking. We're really going to change things, aren't we? You'll show the pack how humans live and what we can do to coexist with them. I know you're only one, but I see great things in you. You're very strong. Perhaps not in a physical sense, but I can tell you're wise in all the ways that matter. really think that? No, of course. I'm glad to see you're becoming optimistic about it. After you and I have officially begun to rule the pack together, things will change for the better. Well, of course, you are to be my mate. Or have you forgotten already? Don't fall over now. You know, now that I think about it, you did start passing out after I introduced you as my mate. Perhaps it was not all of us that scared you, and more of the idea of you being with me. Am I really that scary? No. Well, then what is it? I don't believe so. You humans worry about such strange things. I don't think I will ever understand. Well, before you just seemed to be more keen to the idea. Now it's as if you've changed your mind. Is that the case? Have you changed your mind? Well, if you haven't changed your mind, then what is it? I can't imagine what about being with me scares you so much. I'm not going to bite you or hurt you. Well, that seems a bit strange. Now you want to get it over with. Why? Yes, I too believe coexistence to be a good outcome. If that is what you wish, then why do you suddenly want to rush into us becoming one? Before you change your mind, why would you want to change your mind? You don't want to be with me. That's it, isn't it? No, I don't think I'm offended. Well, perhaps a bit. I'm unsure. I don't think I've been rejected in such a way. Well, not even. It's not as if you've rejected me. It's that you've implied you're not fully committed. Angry? No. Hurt? Betrayed, perhaps. Do not feel bad, human. It is in your nature. No, that is what humans do. Which is why I require your assistance to coexist with them. Now, I think that it's time I made you mine. What's wrong? Why are you acting all shy now? No, what I think you need to do is I think you need to make up your mind. You're playing these games because you're not sure. And all it's going to do is wear my patience thin. I need you to decide. Do you want to help me and my people? Or do you want to run away? All right then. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I thought we were going to... Yes, I meant now. Well, it's too late. I'm already practically naked. Now it's your turn. Where do you think you're going? Didn't we just agree? You want to take your clothes off yourself? But where's the fun in that? Many have wanted to be my mate. All of them pompous fools. But it seems you, the most shy and quiet of them all, will be the only one who can call me yours. Funny how that works, don't you think? Perhaps it's because you know when to submit and when not to. And perhaps because you know who to submit to. Myself, for example. I see the way you look at me. How you refuse to let your eyes linger too long. Scared of the thoughts that come into your head. I'm right, aren't I? Maybe you're not scared of me. Maybe you're scared of yourself. And what you might do if I tell you yes Yes. Yes. Maybe you think you won't be able to control yourself. But this time we'll take it slow. I promise. This time, I'll take control of you. But maybe, when you're more comfortable, we can try letting those perverted thoughts out of your head and bringing them into fruition. One day. Just not today. Because today, I'm going to take the lead. No need to freak out. I just want to try something before we fully get into it, if you know what I mean. I've seen some things before, and well, I really want to know how your dick feels in between my boobs, so that's what we're gonna do. Using my spit, obviously. Do you see any other ways of... Never mind. Don't answer that question. I'm using my spit, so get over it. I gotta make sure these are nice and moist, so you slide right in. There we go. Hard already. Now let's slide this in. Does it feel good? Good. And there's stuff coming out of here. Does that mean I'm doing a good job? Keep going then. What's wrong? Are you getting close? Huh. Do it wherever you want, okay? My chest, and my mouth, wherever you want. That's it, baby. Right there. Does not taste very good. Now the important part. The part that ensures that we are truly to be together forever. You don't need to do anything. You just lay there. I don't mind doing all the work. No, I'm okay. Okay. It just hurts a little going in. I'm going to start moving, okay? To be inside me. Like my pussy was made just for you. The way it grips it. The way it doesn't want to let go. Your dick is all mine. It's all mine. I'm not gonna fucking let it go. Oh, fuck. Oh. I hope I didn't worry a little too much, because I definitely want to do that again several more times today. Are you getting what was happening? Where do you think you're going? You're gonna lay down. I'm gonna lay my head on your chest and listen to that heart of yours race.